Welcome back to our podcast series on Charles Dickens' The Mystery of Edwin Drood. In the last episode, we explored the Nun's House, the girls' school in the quiet town of Cloisterham. We met the charming and childish Rosa Budd, who's engaged to Edwin Drood through their father's old arrangement. Edwin visited Rosa on her birthday, bringing gloves as a gift, and they shared an awkward but playful moment, pretending not to be engaged to avoid the school's gossip. They went for a walk, with Rosa enjoying some Turkish sweets called Lumps of Delight, highlighting the lighthearted yet slightly strained nature of their relationship. Now, in Chapter 4, we shift our focus to another colorful resident of Cloisterham, Mr. Thomas Sapsea, a self-important auctioneer. This chapter introduces us to his pompous personality and his growing friendship with John Jasper, Edwin's uncle, bridging the social world of the town with the personal connections we've already seen. Let's dive into the new chapter. Chapter 4, Mr. Sapsea. If we think of the jackass as a symbol of someone who's full of themselves and not very smart, a habit that's more traditional than fair, then the biggest jackass in Cloisterham is Mr. Thomas Sapsea, the auctioneer. Mr. Sapsea has a shop near the marketplace. It's an old-fashioned place with a low ceiling and small windows filled with all sorts of items like furniture, books, china, and even a few paintings. Right now, Mr. Sapsea is sitting in his back parlor, which he calls his office. He's a big man with a red face, dressed in black because he's in mourning. His wife died a few months ago, and he's working on the words for her tombstone. He wants it to be perfect, something that shows off his cleverness. Mr. Sapsea reads what he's written out loud to himself, nodding with satisfaction. Ethelinda? It starts, that was his wife's name. Reverential wife of Mr. Thomas Sapsea, auctioneer, valuer, estate agent, and secretary of this city, also revered by an esteemed circle of acquaintances. Her duty done, she passed to a better world. Stranger, pause and ask thyself, if gifted with her qualities, couldst thou do better? If not, then strive to equal her. He leans back in his chair, proud of his work. That's good, he mutters. Very good. It has style and depth. People will read it and think, what a wise man Mr. Sapsea must be. Just then, there's a knock at the door. It's John Jasper, the choirmaster from the cathedral. Jasper is a dark, handsome man with a deep voice and a serious look. He's Edwin Drood's uncle and guardian, and he's come to visit Sapsea because they've become friends lately. Good afternoon, Mr. Sapsea, says Jasper, stepping in and shaking hands. I hope I'm not interrupting. Not at all, my dear sir, replies Sapsea, standing up with a grand gesture. In fact, your timing is perfect. I've just finished something important, and I'd value your opinion. As a man of culture and music, you'll appreciate it. Jasper sits down, looking interested. What is it? Sapsea hands him the paper with the epitaph. It's for my late wife's monument. I wrote it myself. Read it aloud, if you would. It sounds better that way. Jasper reads it slowly, his voice making the words sound even more solemn. When he's done, he looks up. That's excellent, Mr. Bat Sapsea. It's touching and thoughtful. The question at the end is especially powerful. It makes the reader reflect on their own life. Sapsea beams with pride. You think so? Yes, I wanted it to have a moral lesson. Not just sad, but inspiring. I'm glad you like it. The dean of the cathedral approved it too, but your praise means a lot, coming from an artist like you. They talk a bit more about the epitaph, with Sapsea explaining how he came up with each part. Then the conversation turns to other things. Sapsea mentions how he's been chosen to be the mayor of Cloisterham soon. It's a great honor, he says, puffing out his chest. The town needs a strong leader like me, someone with experience in business and a sharp mind. Jasper nods. Congratulations. Cloisterham is lucky to have you. By the way, have you heard about my nephew, Edwin Drood? He's a young engineer, just finishing his studies. Ah, yes, says Sapsea. The young man engaged to Miss Budd, the pretty girl at the nun's house. I know of the arrangement. Their fathers planned it years ago. A fine match, I'm sure. Jasper smiles faintly. Yes, Edwin is fond of her. He's a good boy, full of energy. But sometimes I worry about him. He's so carefree, like youth often is. Sapsea leans forward, eager to give advice. Youth needs guidance, Mr. Jasper. That's where men like us come in. We have wisdom from experience. Take my advice. Keep a firm hand on him. Show him the right path. Jasper agrees, though his eyes look a bit distant. You're right. I do my best. Edwin lives with me, and I try to teach him through music and discipline. They chat about the town, its old buildings, the cathedral, and the quiet life in Cloisterham. Sapsi loves to talk about history, even though he doesn't know much. He boasts about how the town is like a peaceful haven away from the busy world. "We're preserved here," he says, "like a fine old wine." As Jasper gets ready to leave, Sapsi stands up again. "Come back anytime, my friend. I enjoy our talks. And if you need anything auctioned, I'm your man." Jasper thanks him and heads out. Sapsi watches him go, feeling even more important. "What a fine fellow," he thinks. "And he respects me. That says a lot." Later that day, Sapsi goes to the stonemason's yard to check on the tombstone. The mason, a rough man named Durdles, is there, chipping away at stones. Durdles is known for wandering the churchyard at night, tapping on graves to see how solid they are. He's a bit odd, but good at his work. "How's the monument coming?" asks Sapsi. Durdles looks up slowly. "It'll be ready soon, sir. The words are carved just as you wanted." Sapsi inspects it, reading his own epitaph again. "Perfect. This will last for centuries. People will remember Mrs. Sapsi and me long after we're gone." Durdles nods, not saying much. He has a young boy helper who throws stones at him when it's time to go home. That's how Durdles knows to stop working. But for now, everything is quiet. Sapsi walks back to his shop, feeling satisfied with his day. In Cloisterham, where life moves slowly, small things like an epitaph or a new friendship feel big. And Mr. Sapsi, with his big ego, fits right in. In this chapter, we meet Mr. Thomas Sapsi, a boastful auctioneer in Cloisterham who's recently widowed and proud of the fancy epitaph he's written for his wife's grave. He shares it with John Jasper, Edwin Drood's uncle, who flatters him and strengthens their friendship. They discuss Edwin's engagement to Rosa Budd, and Sapsi brags about becoming mayor. The chapter ends with Sapsi checking on the tombstone with the stonemason Durdles. This part of the story adds context by showing the town's social layers. Cloisterham is a sleepy, ancient place full of self-important people like Sapsi, who represent the old-fashioned pride of small-town life. It connects back to the previous chapters by mentioning Edwin and Rose's engagement, hinting at Jasper's watchful role in their lives. Sapsi's character brings humor through his over-the-top vanity while subtly building the mystery around Jasper's serious demeanor. Understanding Sapsi's ego helps us see how he might play a part later, perhaps in judging or influencing events in the town. Stay tuned for the next chapter, where we delve deeper into Cloisterham's quirky inhabitants.